keeping you well. It's Health Call on Fort Wayne's Morning News.
And this week's update is brought to you by Fort Wayne Medical Oncology and Hematology. When you suspect cancer, don't wait weeks to see an oncologist. Call Fort Wayne Medical Oncology and you'll have an appointment within just days, because cancer won't wait and neither should you. You can find them online at fwmoh.com. First, it was London. Now the virus that causes polio is showing up in sewage in New York. Health Call's Lee Kelso joining us live right now to explain why a vaccine used around the world to stop polio might actually be a part of the problem. Lee, I mean, vaccinations are mandatory here in the U.S., so how could this be happening?
Well, let's begin with just how kids are vaccinated. Kayla, I'm pretty sure that your little girl's been vaccinated and the vaccine was injected, given with a needle, right?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I think she's had three rounds so far and still one more to go.
Yeah, and I know that because for the past 22 years, the U.S. has only given the vaccine using a needle. But in most of the world, they're still using an oral version of the vaccine.
Mm.
It's quicker, it's cheaper. But the problem is, over time, the live virus in that oral vaccine can mutate and become infectious again. It's called VDP, vaccine-derived polio. Scientists think that may be why the virus has turned up in London. And there's a new vax campaign underway. They're urging lots of kids to get vaccinated again. In New York, well, that's still a little murky. A young man who was never vaccinated and got infected while visiting overseas, he brought it back to the U.S. And U.S. officials now say hundreds of people could be infected in New York and not know it. And they're shedding the virus into the sewage system. They don't have a firm answer yet, so as I said, it's all pretty murky.
Well, I mean, Lee, that kind of makes me wonder then about all the folks, you know, coming across the border from Central America and other spots around the world. Could they be bringing polio along with them, too?
Well, you got to say the answer is highly likely. Central American countries often, many of them, do a really good job with vaccinations, but I checked the latest stats, and some of them are not great. Venezuela, El Salvador, Honduras, and some other countries have pretty low vax rates. In some cases, 4 out of 10 people are unvaxxed. They're unprotected against polio. So could those migrants being bused and flown around the United States carry the virus? Well, the facts say yes. One leading virologist told me we'd probably find more polio virus in more places around the U.S., but we just don't test enough. More communities are beginning to test sewage for COVID, but not polio.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly great news. But the fact that serious polio cases are incredibly rare must mean getting the vaccine then by injection does do a pretty good job at preventing serious outbreaks.
Yeah, it really does. And that's because the injectable vaccine that your daughter get and most of our kids have now had creates antibodies in your blood, not just in your gut. So let's say that you're unlucky enough to swallow some of the virus and your GI system is infected. You might have flu-like symptoms, but once the virus crosses beyond your intestines into the bloodstream, your antibodies respond and there's almost no risk of paralysis or serious disease. Polio most often spreads through exposure to fecal matter and contaminated water. And in the U.S., most public health water is safe, it's well-treated, it's good to drink. Doctors are worried, though, that the COVID vaccine controversy could set us backwards. If more parents turn against vaccines in general, we go in the wrong direction. But for now, you got to put polio right next to monkeypox on the list of diseases to be aware of and know how behaviors increase your risk. But the bottom line is, the headlines look alarming, but you're properly vaccinated, you've got nothing to lose sleep over, even though polio could be on the move.
All right, that's good to hear this morning. Thanks, Lee. This week's update brought to you by Fort Wayne Medical Oncology and Hematology. When you suspect cancer, don't wait weeks to see an oncologist. Call Fort Wayne Medical Oncology and you'll have an appointment within just days, because cancer won't wait and neither should you. Find them online at fwmoh.com. That's fwmoh.com.
Health Call every Tuesday on WoWo and online at healthcall.live.
Podcasts by Federated Media.